1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Mark Remillard. Israeli forces ordering the evacuation of an area of Gaza that includes a makeshift tent city where thousands of refugees have gathered. Israeli forces say that rocket attacks have originated in the area. Fire crews in California still working to get a handle on the Park Fire, which has now grown to more than 300,000 acres. The fire burning north of Chico. Anthony Murillo's a fire apparatus engineer working the fire line.
There's a lot of changing conditions. You're having to learn how to adapt and overcome, but that's something, again, that we have been trained to do and learn how to handle at a moment's notice.
Governor Gavin Newsom has signed an emergency declaration for several counties. After Friday's opening ceremony for the Paris Olympics, competitions resuming on another wet and cloudy day in Paris, the rain forcing the postponement of the men's street skateboarding event. This is ABC News. The 76-year-old co-founder of the Sinaloa cartel in Mexico making his first appearance in a U.S. court on Friday after being arrested in Texas on Thursday, ABC's Alex Stone reports.
In his first ever appearance inside of a U.S. courtroom, 76-year-old Ismael Zimbada, known as El Mayo, required the use of a wheelchair and spoke a total of 22 words. The judge overseeing the case read the notorious drug trafficker his rights and the 12 charges he faces as part of a 2012 federal indictment against him. Zimbada made no statements other than responding yes, no, and I understand as a judge questioned him. Zimbada entered a plea of not guilty to charges out of Texas. Alex Stone, ABC News.
Which state in the nation has the worst road rage problem? A survey of data by Forbes Advisor finding California the worst when it comes to road rage, as the publication looked at incidents and the percentages of drivers who have had an incident. Mark Remillard, ABC News.
I'm Lisa Hale with WGBW News. Your news in depth. Find it in the news section at WGBW.fm.
Mino and the Mayor.
That's what we can do, Johnny. We can start a new mafia. You're the Italian. I could act.
You're the accountant.
I could
You're
act.
The whole thing.
I'd like to do more than accounting, but
no, yeah. I know, but you know what I mean? Well, that's just the
okay.
But I say the accountant.
Todd would
like,
be
that
like,
sounds like a good name.
Jim, you could run the east side, okay?
Yeah, that's right. I'll take the east side.
Mino and the Mayor, weekday morning 6 till 9 on 97.9 WGBW and 98.3 WISS and on the Civic Media app. The Todd Alba Show.
Reed Galen, co-founder of the Lincoln Project.
Project 2025 says that for the first time in 30 years, we want to restart testing of nuclear weapons. Tell me who that's good for. Yeah. I'm not sure it's really good for anybody. I have no proof of this. I think Donald Trump wants to see a mushroom cloud. I think he wants to feel the warm glow of an H-bomb on his pasty orange skin. I think he wants to feel the power.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. As Election Day draws closer, voters are paying more attention to a sweeping conservative plan to shape a possible second Trump administration. More from Roz Brown.
Project 2025 from the far-right Heritage Foundation includes standard conservative ideas such as slashing regulations, but also firing thousands of civil servants, dismantling the Department of Education, and giving more power to the states. David Nevins leads the Bridge Alliance, a network of organizations working to promote healthy self-governance. He's also co-publisher of The Fulcrum, where he's enlisted experts to share their thoughts on each of Project 2025's 30 sections.
The cross-partisan approach that we believe in is, in some cases, the federal government can do certain things more effectively, in some cases, not as effectively. And that's the discussion we need to have as a nation.
Nevins believes many on the far right want to turn back the clock and erase societal changes that have occurred in the last 20 to 30 years. He says people can be afraid of change, especially when things are moving fast, but believes Project 2025 represents a lack of open-mindedness rather than seeking common ground to take democracy to its next level.
The reality of America is that we are a diverse country in terms of racial, ethnic, sexual preferences, religion. That is the reality. And if we're going to live into the pluralistic dream of our founding fathers and mothers, we have to learn to make that work.
While Trump has denied knowing much about Project 2025, Nearly two-thirds of the authors behind the plan served in his former administration. This is Roz Brown. Support for this reporting was provided by the Carnegie Foundation of New York.
And this is Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. Today, sunshine, mid-80s. Partly cloudy tonight, a low around 68. Partly sunny and back to around 85 for Sunday. An afternoon shower possible. A few showers Sunday night, a low around 70. Partly sunny and 85 Monday with a chance of afternoon storms.
It's 60 at our studios.
Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome radio legend Steve Cochran. Stand-up comedian Zane Lamprey joins me to discuss upcoming dates on the Wisconsin leg of his national tour.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights 7 till 9. The Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Broadcasting live statewide from the Civic Media studios in Green Bay, this is Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, your inside source on everything entertainment from Wisconsin to Hollywood. And now, a guy who hates shaking hands, Pete Schwabba.
Welcome back. It's hour number two of a Friday night edition of Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. I am your host, Pete Schwabba. Riding shotgun, as always, is the lovable producer. What do we call you that night? And I'm the lovable producer, Conrad. Did they ever use that?
I don't know. I haven't heard it since we recorded that.
And, that was some of my best work. And I'm the lovable producer, Conrad. Text, a friend of mine just texted. She said she can't get through on the text line. So she wanted me to say Mary Lou Retton and Simone Biles. Oh, sorry. Simone Biles is her husband. She says Mary Lou Retton. Simone Biles, her husband is a big time Packer fan. I have a feeling he's just picking Simone Biles because she has a, is her guy still a Packer, Conrad?
No, actually, I believe he's a Bear now.
Oh, come on.
I do have some news, though.
Break it.
Jordan Love has agreed to a four-year, $220 million contract. It makes him the highest QB in NFL history.
Well, isn't that wonderful?
Okay. Signing bonus of $75 million.
That will last until the next, you know, A-list quarterback signs a contract. Well, that's what happens, right?
I read something today that Brock Purdy could get paid like $325 million. And that's like a five-year.
He's as tall as me. And that's not even like, you know.
Can you throw a football like him?
He can throw a little better than me. I'm just saying. He's got. Chris Casper also checks in on the text line for our Olympic question. What is your favorite Olympic memory? Let us know. We will read it on the radio. Chris says, Carl Lewis in the 80s. Yes, of course. I cannot believe I forgot Carl Lewis. He said, absolutely amazing. Chris says, I was a track star and he was my hero. Have you ever met Chris Casper in person, Conrad?
Yeah, I believe he came up here. Yeah.
He's a giant.
Yeah.
He said he could dunk when he was like five. I said, could you dunk? Because I got one clean dunk down in my day. I couldn't dribble, but I got one clean dunk down. He said, yeah, I could dunk when I was 5'10". I was like, oh, okay. So Chris is one of the rock star engineers here at Civic Media, and I have no doubt. He's a very a big dude. Yeah, and Carl Lewis was like, he had like a run of like, I want to say four or five Olympics where he just dominated. It was so much fun to watch him. I could put the dream team on there too. Jordan, Magic, Bird. That was kind of a fun era.
I wish I could have seen that.
Yeah, you probably can. Those games are probably available. They might look.
I mean, it's not as great as like seeing it, you know, actually happen.
Are you opposed to watching men in very short shorts play basketball?
I've seen it.
Have you? What about a tube top? Have you ever seen a guy play basketball on a tube top?
One of my friends from high school, he kind of looked a little like Larry Bird. And one game, when we were doing a summer basketball league, he wore short shorts and a Larry Bird jersey.
Oh, that's beautiful. That's fantastic. Bridget from the 818 says, my favorite Olympic memory is holding my newborn while watching the Aborigines make history during the Australian Olympics. Special time, special memories. Wow, that would have been like 2000, maybe 2004. I do remember that. That was a very cool moment. I wasn't even thinking about moments like that. I was thinking strictly of, like, you know, sports or like Olympic accomplishments, but those moments are incredible too. I remember the flying tomato too. That guy with the snowboard, Sean, do you know him, Conrad?
Sean White.
Yeah. That was kind of cool too. At first I was like, wow, is this a sport, an Olympic? And then you watch it. I was like, yeah, this is pretty cool. So, yeah, great text. Keep those texts coming, folks. What is your favorite Olympic memory? You sent me this picture of John Cena. What is the dizzle?
You and Rob were talking about Wipeout, and I don't know if you've seen the reboot of it where John Cena is one of the hosts.
But is that on the air now? On our airwaves?
I believe it only ran for 2 seasons.
You know what's so weird? I like that guy. Like, I don't watch wrestling. I don't think he's a great actor, but he seems really cool. Like, he's just kind of self-deprecating. He's a hard guy not to like.
Yeah, I mean, he's doing his farewell tour this year.
Right.
I believe he's going to end it next WrestleMania is when he's done with wrestling. And then I'm guessing he's going to make a boatload of movies.
I'm sure he will. He's a very likable guy. No question about it. So this week, Caddyshack dropped in 1980, folks. And one of my lately... there's a YouTube channel called Was It Great or Were You Eight? Like, do these movies hold up or not? And I gotta say, Caddyshack holds up for me. I know it's not a great movie, but the parts I used to laugh at, I still really laugh at. I know it's slow. My son thought it moved really slow when I showed it to him. And that is just the way movies are cut now, but I still think it holds up. Let's hear one of the two Bill Murray clips, Conrad, and then we've got Ted Knight too, but play one of the two Bill Murray ones first.
Yeah, I gotta say, it is still such a great movie. I watch it all the time.
And you like golf. Do you like it aside from the golf aspect?
I liked it before I started playing. So, yeah, okay, I love the movie.
Awesome.
What an incredible Cinderella story. This unknown comes out of nowhere to lead the pack at Augusta. He's on his final hole. He's about 455 yards away. He's going to hit about a 2-iron, I think. Well, he got all of that. The crowd is standing on his feet here at Augusta. The normally reserved Augusta crowd going wild for this young Cinderella who's come out of nowhere. He's got about 350 yards left. He's going to hit about a 5-iron, I expect, don't you think? He's got a beautiful backswing. He got all of that one. He's got to be pleased with that. The crowd is just on his feet here. He's a Cinderella boy. Tears in his eyes, I guess, as he lines up this last shot. He's got about 195 yards left, and looks like he's got about an 8-iron. This crowd has gone deadly silent. Cinderella story, out of nowhere. A former greenskeeper now about to become the Masters champion. It looks like I'm a wreck. It's in the hole! It's in the hole!
That is so great because that was me in my driveway all through middle school, shooting shots, 3-2-1, hitting the buzzer beaters. Yeah. And this idiot is picturing himself winning the Masters. It's just a beautiful. Let's do the other. This is the same character. This is Carl the Greenskeeper, right?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, let's hear that one.
When I was 16 years old, I fell in love.
No.
Sorry, Ryan.
I have to laugh because I've often asked myself. By foe, my enemy is an animal. And in order to conquer him, I have to think like an animal. Whenever possible, to look like one. I got to get inside this dude's belt and crawl around for a few days. Who is the gopher's ally? His friend. The harmless squirrel and the friendly rabbit. I'm going to use you two guys to do my dirty work for me.
Ah, 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 ah.
gopher.
That's so great. And then, I mean, the scene, I think my favorite scene in Caddyshack is with Bill Murray and Chevy Chase, which I understand a lot of it was improv'd. Chevy Chase is practicing for the big match with Judge Smales, hits it through Bill Murray's little abode, shack, whatever it was. And, of course, I think for me and all of my friends that I know that have discussed Caddyshack over the years, our favorite line is when Bill Murray says, yeah, Ty Webb tells Bill Murray where he lives. He says, yeah, you drop by my place. Totally insincere. You drop by my place anytime. And Bill Murray says, yeah, you're over there on Briar, right? He says, you got a pool over there? And Chevy Chase says, we have a pond out back in a pool. Pond would be good for you. Pond would be good for you. I don't know if that was improv. That's one of the most genius lines in movie history. It's so great. And that's what Chevy Chase was great at. Bill Murray's great at just about every approach he does to acting. But Chevy Chase, that condescending jerk, nobody does it better. All right. Our last clip. Do we have time for the Ted Knight?
Yeah.
Okay. Here, this is Ted Knight, who played Judge Smales. This is part of an interview in New York with Chevy Chase, Bill Murray. Who am I missing? Chevy Chase, Bill Murray.
And, Ted Knight.
Oh, Rodney Dangerfield and Ted Knight. And Ted Knight, who was a pretty serious actor, but one of the funniest people, whether it was a Mary Tyler Moore Show, Caddyshack, whatever. Here's Ted Knight responding to a question.
And here is Ted Knight looking, you know, so wonderful and so proper and prestigious and all. And you're really a son of a gun in that movie.
Phony.
You're a judge, and yet you're saying the worst things about, you know, certain people shouldn't belong to the country club.
Well, it's true. From Judge Smale's standpoint, that is. He's a traditionalist, and it's a well-defined character. Harold is one of the things that induced me to playing the part was the brilliancy of the writing by Harold Ramis and Brian Doyle Murray.
And Doug
because
Kenny.
Doug Kenny gave me an opportunity to play another color away from the Baxter type of thing I've been doing for so many years. And I had a thoroughly enjoyable time working with these three extremely gifted comedians. It's another inducement that I had. And the third and most important inducement was the lack of money, because I've been looking for a tax write-off, and I achieved that making this picture.
Well, Mary Tyler Moore told me to tell you she never heard of you. She saw the movie and the way you
Who's
act
that?
In the movie.
The legendary Mary Tyler Moore, of course, and her phenomenal TV show that Ted, he was the best part of that TV show, too. He's Ted Knight is pretty much one of the best things in just about everything he's done. We used to have Smales drinking parties in college. We would put a poster of Ted Knight up as Judge Smales. So we just thought he was hilarious. All right. What are we going to do next, Conrad? We got Step Brothers to talk about.
Yeah. And
we'll read some more texts.
We also got one more Matt LeBlanc clip
from Friends.
Some of my favorite moments of
Perfect.
Joey.
It's a Friday night clip dump here at Night Late with Pete Schwab on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for Matt Nair on air.
Hi, I'm Ryan Blaney, a third-generation race car driver, and I dedicate a lot of my time going fast. But when my grandpa was diagnosed with Alzheimer's, it was a very unexpected bump in the road for us. It's important to notice if older family members are acting differently or having trouble with routine tasks. Early detection of Alzheimer's can give your family time to explore support services and access available treatments. If you or your family are noticing changes, it could be Alzheimer's. Talk about seeing a doctor together. Visit alz.org/time to talk. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
busted pencils, fully leaded education talk.
Brandi Weingarten, the dynamic and influential president of the American Federation of Teachers.
The Heritage Foundation want their way of life rather than the diverse, pluralistic democracy that has been America for 247 years. It's this fight between anger and aspiration.
Busted Pencils with Dr. Tim and Dr. Johnny. Weeknights at 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Just a reminder, I'll be a guest. I'm going to be on the Mino and the Mayor show Monday morning at 8:30. Sometimes, folks, a win just falls into your lap. I can't wait to hang out with those guys a little bit Monday morning. We'll talk about who we have on Nightlight next week and have fun with John and Jim like I always do. Those guys are so much fun in the morning. Not so much after 9 o'clock, but they're fun up until they go off the air. So that'll be fun. Tune in for that, Mino and the Mayor. Todd Michaels will probably, you know, he'll probably contribute to the show as he does too. Todd has great comments from the rafters. It'll be fun. Jim from Appleton on the text line, the 920, says, Mark Spitz, because in that particular Olympics, the Russian and other Eastern Bloc countries were shaving all their hair off for more speed. Along comes this long-haired mustache-wearing decadent American winning everything. That's a great point. I mean, that's stuff you don't think about. Like you'd read that in the history books or on Wikipedia, and you just say, oh, Mark Spitz, he won 11 medals. But the drama behind it you don't get unless you were there. I saw Mark Spitz as a kid swimming in Portage Park Pool, two doors down from my house, and some of the neighborhood moms were not happy because he would not sign autographs. He would not even acknowledge us. We were all like, Mark, 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 and he just walked right past. And all the moms and dads that were there said he had these like pontoon feet, like Michael Phelps, those crazy, like huge mitts as hands and feet that just make you a great swimmer. Anyway, that's a great one. Thank you. Thanks, Jim. Carla checking in. She says, Bruce Jenner in the Wheaties box. Boy, was that that was two generations ago. Conrad, think about this.
Okay.
Bruce Jenner, the greatest athlete in the world, won the decathlon. Great at a lot of different stuff. Marries a reality star. Has kids with her. And he's now a woman.
That's just the Kardashian way, I think.
It is. And it's stuff you can't... That is just how unpredictable. Like, if you're in a time capsule and you came out and go, that's Bruce Jenner. Yeah, right. Isn't that crazy?
It is.
What a life that guy's had. And I never watched the show, so I don't know. Was he? Did you? I mean,
I've never.
Yeah, I don't know what he was like on the show. Yeah, that's weird. But heck of a life. All right, so we've also got a bar band Friday night, by the way. Terry Barr coming by very soon with new music. Always looking forward to talking to Terry on Friday nights. It's a blast. We have, Step Brothers dropped this week too. Conrad was nice enough to cut some Step Brothers stuff together. So let's hear that first before Conrad's favorite moments from Friends in honor of Matt LeBlanc's birthday. We'll do, you want to set up the Step Brothers clip?
Yeah. So this is just, one of the like beginning scenes, and it's Derek, the brother of, you know, the main characters, Will Ferrell. And, I can't remember his name, John something, but yeah, this is Derek and his family singing.
Okay.
All right, gang, let's really nail it this time. Here we go. A one, a two, a one, two, three, four. Bum. Bum.
She's got a smile that it seems to me reminds me of childhood memories where everything was as fresh as a bright blue sky.
All right, Tommy, you're the oldest. I'm counting on you. Come on.
She's got eyes of the bluest skies as if they thought of rain. I hate to look into those eyes and see it now.
Nice vibrato, buddy. All right, Alice, let's go.
flat.
It's so flat. I can't even, I didn't even know. You don't even look good while you're singing. The worst thing I've ever heard. This is $1,200 a week for voice lessons, and this is what I get? Okay, I'm going to save it with the solo.
Bow, bow, I'm dead. And I can sing high like this.
We should play that when Terry comes here and just act like that's the music that she brought for us. That's great. I heard you cutting that the other day. I was down the hall doing work for the show. And I'm like, what on earth is he listening? Like, I thought you found some a cappella band and you were just jamming out. So
Every single time I watch that, it's so funny every time.
All right. So this is Matt, in honor of Matt LeBlanc's birthday, let's play Conrad's favorite Friends moments.
This is all a moot point.
A moo point?
Yeah, it's like a cow's opinion. It just doesn't matter. It's moo.
Have I been living with him for too long, or did that all just make sense?
Your problem is quite clear. All you want is a dingo. You envy the shrine, a thing through which you can tinkle, or play with, or simply let hang. This is the unit for you, my friend. Sturdy construction, tons of storage compartments, some big enough to fit a grown man.
What?
Oh, yeah. I got in there myself once. My roommate bet me $5 that I couldn't, and then he stuck a board through the handles and locked me in. It was funny until I started feeling like I was in a coffin.
No, you can't fit in that thing. That's not deep enough.
Oh, yeah? If I can't, I'll knock $5 off the price of the unit.
All right, you have yourself a deal.
Okay. See? I told you. Sometimes I come in here just to get away from it.
Oh, my God!
What?
What happened?
Oh, man, he promised he wouldn't take the chairs.
What the hell happened? How are you locked in there? Where the hell's all of our stuff?
Well, this guy came by to look at the unit, and he said he didn't think it was big enough to fit a grown man.
So you got in voluntarily?
I was trying to make a sale. Oh, man, if I ever run into that guy again, you know what I'm going to do?
Bend over?
Ah, that's good. That's my buddy Mark Unger, who played the guy who locked him in the entertainment center. And I remember when Mark got that part, like in the 90s, he was embarrassed because Mark is like this serious actor. And those of us he was telling us were like, shut up. You were on Friends. And he's finally made peace with it.
Finally.
Finally, yeah. I mean, honestly, God, that's like one of the most iconic moments on the Friends show. It was a very funny moment. It was very funny when he was building it, too.
Yeah, and he saw Chandler's door in half.
Which could never happen. And I've seen that episode so many times, I realized the saw would not get away from you. You wouldn't go inside the frame, cut the part of the door, and outside of the frame. I look for these things, Conrad. All right. Terry Barr, coming up next on Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, and new music on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home of Mino and the Mayor.
ABC News, I'm Mark Remillard. Israeli forces ordering the evacuation of an area of Gaza that includes a makeshift tent city where thousands of refugees have gathered. Israeli forces say that rocket attacks have originated in the area. Fire crews in California are still working to get a handle on the Park Fire, which has now grown to more than 300,000 acres. The fire burning north of Chico. Anthony Murillo is a fire apparatus engineer working the fire line.
There's a lot of changing conditions. You're having to learn how to adapt and overcome, but that's something, again, that we have been trained to do and learn how to handle at a moment's notice.
Governor Gavin Newsom has signed an emergency declaration for several counties. After Friday's opening ceremony for the Paris Olympics, competitions resuming on another wet and cloudy day in Paris, the rain forcing the postponement of the men's street skateboarding event. This is ABC News.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Jordan Love has a new contract. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Jordan Love has agreed to terms with the Green Bay Packers on a contract making him the highest paid quarterback in NFL history. 4 years, $222 million, and a record high signing bonus of $75 million, $155 million in guaranteed cash. The deal in Green Bay came down just hours after Love's agency, Athletes First, had completed a deal for Miami Dolphins quarterback Tua Tagovailoa, setting the bar for Jordan Love's contract. Brian Gutekunst.
He's our franchise quarterback, and we're ready to move forward. It's not like we're trying to make that decision. But at the same time, we want to put the best team around him we can. There's certainly the structure of it so that we can do what we need to do for our football team moving forward, not only this year, but years to come. So we got a lot of work to do. You know, we think we have a very good football team, but we got to come together as a team, and he's a big part of that. So him being out there is important for us.
Baseball, the Brewers losing at home last night to the Miami Marlins, 6-2. They'll play again tonight with Sports on Mike Clemens.
This is your hometown radio, Refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. Today, sunshine, mid-80s. Partly cloudy tonight, a low around 68. Partly sunny and back to around 85 for Sunday. An afternoon shower possible. A few showers Sunday night, a low around 70. Partly sunny and 85 Monday with a chance of afternoon storms.
It's 60 at our studios.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. If you want to vote this fall and you're not registered, it's time to get busy. 15 states require a citizen to register 30 days prior to an election, and a recent study showed 9% of Americans don't have ready access to the documents required. Here's what you need. First, you'll need to prove that you're a resident of the state and that you'll be 18 years old by election day. In most states, this can be as easy as showing a driver's license or eligible photo ID. Some states require a residency of up to 30 days before you register, so if you've just moved, check out your state's rules. Second, you'll need to prove where you live. Utility bills, apartment leases, car registrations, property tax bills, or bank statements are often allowable proof. Students may need to show tuition statements or a student ID. Third, you'll need to prove that you're a citizen of the United States. Typically, that means showing a birth certificate, valid U.S. passport, or naturalization papers. The Brennan Center for Justice recently found that over 21 million Americans don't have ready access to proof of citizenship documents. Many states offer registration options beyond going in person to a municipal or county clerk's office, including online registration and at the DMV. We'll discuss the perils of Election Day registration next week. We've linked to the rules and options for your state at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal.
The Todd Allbaugh Show.
Trigvi Olsen, Senior Advisor with the Lincoln Project.
You know, one of the things I think that you've done with this show, and I'm proud to be a part of it, is we've really tried to get out and listen to people.
And that's why I'm so thankful to work for a company like Civic Media that allows us to do that. Because the more we get out and listen to our friends and neighbors, we discover they're not our enemy. We're all Americans, and yeah. It really is a melting pot.
The Todd Allbaugh Show. Weekdays, noon till 2, on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Todd Allbaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us next time as we'll take a look back at the weekend. And will Vice President Harris have a new VP? We'll catch up to speed. Join us.
The Todd Allbaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
2 of Nightlight coming back from a break. How specific is that? Great to have you with me on this Friday night as we wind down yet another week talking about movies and TV and music and theater and all the things we love. Conrad, we should get this Paul Blart guy on.
I agree.
Alan Talaga, I think is his name. We should, let's get him on the show for sure. We'll try to line him up for next week. This is exciting. We have a segment. This is probably our longest segment that we've been doing on Nightlight since the show has been on the air since 1962. And I started hosting it in utero. And I wasn't even close to being in utero in 62. How old do you think I am, Conrad? 38.
I was going to say 25.
All right. Very well done. But this next guest, she is a Nightlight frequent flyer. It's Bar Band Friday Night. Terry Barr joins us now. Terry, how are you?
I love it. I'm going to keep it Bar Band Friday Night.
I think we got a new, like, how do we not have a label for your appearance here? We have no idea.
I guess we've never thought about it.
We're going to get a sponsor, a cool bar in the state, and we're going to make this a real, it's already a thing, but we're going to take it to the next level.
Let's do it.
We'll make it it'll be the Cheers of Radio.
Oh, and everyone will know everyone's name, of
That's
course.
That's right, and it's in a bar, a B-A-R or a B-A-R-R. Terry Barr is one of the hosts of Max Inc. Radio, the award-winning show here on Civic Media. Just a great show. If you haven't checked it out yet, check it out tomorrow night at 6 p.m. Wait, this might be a different week, though, right, Terry?
Well, what we are doing this weekend with Max Inc. Radio, you can hear some of our favorite bits and pieces of past shows.
Okay.
Saturday night and Sunday night, because Max Inc. Radio is proud to be a sponsor of the Atwood Fest in Madison. It's three stages of live music going basically all day, all night. And I love this. It's back to one of those street parties that maybe you remember attending as a kid, where the entire street is blocked off and it's just for everybody to walk around, enjoy the music, enjoy the food, and enjoy each other's company.
How about that, huh?
I know.
A novel
we
idea.
We were as Atwood Fest, and thank you for always calling Max Inc. the award-winning show. That means so much to us.
I'm just speaking the truth, sister.
You got it.
Yeah.
Well, we as Atwood Fest have been voted the best festival in the Madison area. So we're pretty proud of that, too.
That is really cool. Good for That's fantastic. It doesn't surprise me at all. So, how are you? It's great to have you on the show tonight. Let's talk about Atwood Fest. But first, how are you?
Oh, thanks for asking. I think I'm all right. How about you?
Not so good,
Terry. You're never quite sure, you know?
We're doing great. It's Friday night in downtown Green Bay. A beautiful summer night. What could be better? We got good weather for Atwood Fest, too, right? I mean, a little hot tomorrow, maybe, but should be good.
Mm-hmm. We keep watching for rain on Sunday. I mean, no matter where you are or what you're doing across Wisconsin, there could be some rain Sunday.
Okay.
And they keep moving the timing around. So that's been a little disconcerting for those of us who are having to be on a stage at noon when they say, oh, no, now it's moved from nighttime to, oh, it could hit by noon. So everybody, whatever you're doing, just keep an eye on the weather on Sunday.
For sure. Well, that's exciting. And three stages going at once. You can't beat that.
And all different ends of the streets, lots of amazing local food. And the coolest thing is at the end, money made, all of it goes back in to support the neighborhood association. They've been doing this kind of thing since 1982, which I think is so cool and says so much for that neighborhood.
Wow.
And that's why they keep it free to get in. Yeah. Everyone else who is there donates a part of the proceeds back, and then that goes to the neighborhood. How cool is that?
It's really cool. It doesn't surprise me, though. Everything I've heard about Atwood, I just think it's a really cool, funky neighborhood. Like, I love the Barrymore Theater and the the Weary Traveler there and the arcade bar. Like, there's so many cool places there, you know?
All of it. Very good.
Yeah.
Good times. I mean, it is still one of those neighborhoods you can park your car and feel safe walking around to the various venues that you just mentioned.
Yeah, that's fantastic. All right. So we get a little bit of an added treat this week. You've shared three different bands with us and three different songs. we have a favorite. I hope that's okay. We like everything that you submit, but we'd like to tease a couple of the songs and then play the full, our kind of consensus favorite, if that's okay.
You got it. That's why I thought, and I had a hard time picking what to send you because there's 30 bands at Atwood Fest in the course of the 2 days. Yeah. So I chose three very different sounding bands thinking, okay, yeah, I'll let you guys have some fun with this.
And they're all great.
Oh, they are terrific. And yes, they're all very different. So I think it really depends on your style of music that you enjoy.
Yeah, I agree. And I'm not a huge, like, I don't hate country or anything, but no, I'm serious. Like I, okay. Let's start, but I really like this song you sent. Conrad, let's start with, and I love the name of this song, Parking Lot Kiss. Such a great song name. Mm-hmm. So let's start with the Elizabeth Mary Band? Terry,
it is, and they play Sunday afternoon at Atwood Fest.
Fantastic. Let's hear a little sample of that, Conrad. Absolutely love that song.
Can I tell you what the story is behind
that
it?
That might be my favorite. Yeah, go ahead. Of course.
Okay, so Elizabeth Mary is in the studio recording music, and she's in what is Megatone Studios, longtime Madison studio, owned, run by Paul Schluter, who happens to be an amazing guitar player. Years ago, he was in a band that traveled the world. Well, now he's in Madison, runs a studio. Elizabeth Mary goes to record. They fall in love in the parking lot. So it's a story about them.
Wow, that's cool.
Isn't that awesome? But this is a brand new song. She wrote it for their anniversary. So it's a brand new song to celebrate their anniversary of being married.
Is that him in the video?
Yes.
Okay. I love Parking Lot Kiss. That's a great song title.
Yeah, isn't it sweet? Yeah.
All right, that was Elizabeth Mary, Parking Lot Kiss. Now let's do, we're going to do, help me out with this last name. Is it Julian Primo?
Yes, it is. Now, Julian is coming to Madison from New Orleans. He is actually on a huge festival tour right now. So I know my partner in crime, Rocker, with Max Inc. Radio has said, we are so lucky to get him.
Nice. Now, tell me, yeah. I'm sorry, one more time. Mary Elizabeth Mary, where is she from?
She's from the Madison area.
Oh, my gosh. My next trip to Madison, I would love to get her in the studio. Can we make that happen?
You let me know. Well, let's work on it. Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. That's a great song. All right. Here, yeah. This is another sample we're going to play. This is Julian Primo, and the song is Move in the Night.
Yeah.
Move in the night. I used to go till the feeling's right. I never sank in the sand, Lord. Now the waves come rolling in. I used to move in the night. I used to go till the feeling's right. I used to move in the night. I used to go till the feeling's right. I never sank in the sand, Lord. Now the waves come rolling in. I used to move in the night. I used to go till the feeling's right. We used to run this your town. Now everyone has settled down. This is the life that's out of four. Lord, don't need no pity. I got strength for more. I used to move.
All right, I said I had a favorite, Terry.
Uh-oh.
But I mean, honestly, I like every one of these songs so much.
Well, you know, and the whole idea with Atwood Fest is to come, hear new music,
yeah,
like new music, and then follow these artists. Half right. of them are local from Wisconsin. We've got, you know, bands coming in from Milwaukee, Oshkosh, Eau Claire. But then we have Nashville, New Orleans, and further parts. So
yeah.
It's a great way to get to know new music.
You know, my only regret of we have a third song. We'll play that after yes. a very short break. I hope nobody goes okay. anywhere because this is a great song. But the only downside is sometimes you send music and I can download it. I have it on my phone then. These are all YouTube.
Well, you said you did one artist and then you played it over and over and over yeah. for your wife until she said, enough.
Right, pretty much, yeah. And I just had her on the show on Monday. That was fun. So
Marta Hansen, the piano gal.
Absolutely, she was great. Katie Scullin is one of my faves. I got to have Katie on again. And I would take any one of these three bands you've given us. I would love to have tonight on this show. But we'll do that next. We've got one more sampling of great music tomorrow night. It was my favorite, but now it's a tie for the top.
Ooh.
This is Peach Wabba. Terry Barr's with us. And it's Nightlight with Peach Wabba on the Civic Media Radio Network. You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Matt Nair on air.
John Ellingson is our guest. He's one of the co-directors of the Eau Claire Cube League.
It's a Swedish yard game. You would toss a baton trying to knock down your opponent's cubes.
You have teams from all over the country. What are some of the other names that stuck out to you?
Cube Hand Luke.
Nice. Yeah.
The Salty Batons.
Oh. Do you call the last 16 teams the Swedish 16?
Oh, I'm writing that down. That's pretty good.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
The host of American Ninja Warrior, Matt Eisman. When I first started watching Ninja Warrior, it was like, this guy was a track athlete. Now they train to be Ninja Warriors. It's like doing the Stairmaster to be better at the Stairmaster.
These were kids who grew up watching Ninja Warrior. They weigh 140 pounds. They don't have anything but muscle, and all they're doing is algebra homework, and they remind me how old I am.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights 7 till 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. This is the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
We are back in our final lap of Nightlight for this week and this glorious evening here in our beautiful state of Wisconsin, broadcasting statewide from downtown Green Bay, which is jumping. Conrad, is it still jumping out there?
I mean, I heard a car screech out there, so it's jumping.
This is the Green Bay is known to me as the city of no mufflers. I don't know what is going on. I don't know what people are trying to achieve, but it's a little annoying. But maybe that's just down here where it's jumping. Terry Barr is with us here. It's a bar band Friday night. Terry, you still like it?
Oh, thank you. I love it. I'm going to have one of my musician friends do a jingle for us.
Oh, that's so funny, because I just said to Conrad, we need some music. We need, like, to make this more of a bit and have intro music and everything. But if you have someone that you think could crush it, let's do it.
I'm going to ask somebody. Absolutely.
Love it.
Ooh, I like it.
All right, so we have one more band, and that you can see all these bands at Atwood Fest, by the way, this weekend in Madison. We just heard Elizabeth Mary, Parking Lot Kiss, Julian Primo, Move in the Night, and our third, do you want to set this up for us, Terry? This is The Flavor That Kills, and their song is Save for You.
And I do want to say, okay, so we just heard all original music. Those are all original music bands, so you get to hear these new songs, which is really cool.
Really
we
cool.
have two legacy bands, Steely Dan and VO5. They're an 80s cover band. Steely Dan, of course, a Steely Dan cover band.
Yeah.
So if you're into that, that is at Atwood Fest as well.
Fantastic.
But Flavor That Kills, you're going to be happy to know this. They're from Madison.
Oh, I love it. These guys are in Madison too? I love it.
We'll add them to your list.
Please.
Get them on your show when you're in Madison.
Big list going here. I love it. All right, let's hear This is The Flavor That Kills and Save for You.
Set both.
upset. You push my way, but your heart was nowhere near. Save for proof, sometimes love just disappears.
That's a great song.
Yeah.
That was The Flavor That Kills, Save For You. They will be performing at Atwood Fest this weekend, too. Terry,
they're
what
time? Saturday afternoon at Atwood Fest in Madison.
That's so great. Have they all been on Live in the Lair or on Max Inc.?
Well, Elizabeth Mary Band and Flavor That Kills have had small segments. So we're working on getting them back on bigger segments, which would be the Live in the Lair for an hour from 9 to 10, and neither of them have done that. Elizabeth Mary's band is fairly new together. She's been around for a while, and they've all been around, but they're a new band. And The Flavor That Kills, honestly, this is me discovering new music. I'm excited to know more about them because I don't know a lot about them, but I really dig their music.
Yeah, they have a great sound. Thank you so much, Terry. Have a great weekend out there.
Gosh,
I'm envious.
You guys too.
Yeah, thanks so much, and we'll see you next weekend for Bar Band Friday.
Uh-oh.
Terry,
everybody have a great weekend.
You too. Thanks, Terry. That is Terry Barr. Check out the award-winning Max Inc. Radio tomorrow night from 6 to 12. It will be on the air doing kind of a best-of show. It'll be fun. Terry Barr is always a blast. I'd like to thank Rob Thomas. And all your texts. Oh, we have one more text here we have to read, Conrad. This is from the 608. Steady Eddie is back. I love it. He was here last night, too. Pete, as far as the Olympics go, a couple of 1968 Mexico City memories come to mind. The TV host was Jim McKay of ABC, best known for hosting Wide World of Sports. I remember him well. Dick Fosbury won gold in the high jump and changed the event forever with his Fosbury flop. He cleared 7 feet 4 1/4 inches. And then his second moment, Bob Beamon won a gold medal and set a world record in the long jump. The world record has since been broken, but Beamon still holds the Olympic record, 29.2 feet. Thanks so much, Steady Eddie. Thanks for all your texts. We'll be back Monday night with radio legend Steve Cochran on the show and comedian Zane Lamprey. Join us then. In the meantime, have a great weekend. This is Pete Schwabe on behalf of Conrad for the Civic Media Radio Network and Nightlight. Good night, Wisconsin. I'll take it to
your best friend's house, Mama Lady. You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for the Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Crude and Dom.
The Kamala Sugar High continues on the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the very next one. But the ice picks are coming out for her. Tune in.
The Devil's Advocates, weekdays 4 till 6.
There's danger out there. It lurks on highways and quiet neighborhood streets. It's more likely to kill you than a shark, and more terrifying than the biggest snake. Distracted driving claims lives every day. Every notification, swipe, social post, video, or selfie while driving risks your life. So while you might think public speaking or the zombie apocalypse is scary, What's really terrifying and even deadly is distracted driving. Eyes forward. Don't drive distracted. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram. You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay.
WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.